October 27, we are in the enemy's land, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:9. As the Lord's people show their determination to follow the light that the Lord has given, the enemy will bring all his powers to bear to discourage them. But they are not to give up because of the difficulties that arise when they try to follow the counsel of the Lord. God has given us his work to do, and if we comply with his requirements, we shall be blessed. The enemy is actively at work, as you will see as you travel on his territory, opening the word of God to the people. As the last message of mercy is proclaimed by human lips, Satan will try to storm his way to the front, but he cannot prevail against Christ. As we present the truth that shows the people the evil of his delusions, his anger will be aroused, and he will do all in his power to hinder our efforts. But continue to present a Thus Saith the Lord, remembering that God is your helper. Do not give the enemy the right of way. Satan was once the most glorious angel in the heavenly courts, but he allowed a desire for supremacy to take possession of him, and he was expelled from heaven. He came to this earth and entered with great zeal into commercialism, and unless we stand loyal and true by the side of Prince Emmanuel, we shall be ensnared. In the future, strange things will happen. I tell you this so that you may not be surprised at what takes place. We shall all need to maintain a close connection with the Lord. The end is much nearer than when we first believed. Under the leadership of Satan, there are men who today are doing all in their power to plunge the world into commercial strife. Thus, Satan is trying to bring about a condition of things that will make the world uncivilized. He desires to see strange things acted out, which God, who is too wise to err, has not ordained. But the Lord, yes, our God, will be ruler of the heavens and the earth. If men and women will carry out his requirements, it will be seen that he is ruler, carrying out his divine will. Letter 114, October 27, 1910, to Elder A.G. Daniels, President of the General Conference.